Welcome back to Who's Talking? Jim Hobgood with Frank Maloney. We're visiting with UVA head football coach Mike London. Frank?
Coach, two rapid-fire questions. I think a lot easier than the ones we've been asking you. You brought up the offensive line, which is something that I think most fans and folks in the media would have to say. It appeared the offensive line was definitely the brightest spot on this year's team, if you had to break down one of the units. Will Morgan Moses move back to guard, or what will happen, and how is Landon Bradley's recovery going?
I think that you're right. It was one of the bright spots for us. And by the way, you know, very proud of the fact that Morgan Moses was named freshman All-American, and it was one of those things that you know, you just saw the talent that he had, and wanted to make sure he did a nice job academically also. So it's just he's a success story just waiting to happen. And I think that when we go into spring practice, Landon will probably, he's gotten some things that will get cleaned up here as far as his knee and all that, just for the course of wear and tear during the season. So he may miss spring practice, which may preclude Morgan from playing, you know, out on the tackle end. But he might be a pretty good guard. If you remember the Brandon Albert and Elton Brown that played guard, they were probably, you know, two good players that came out of Virginia, that Morgan has that kind of size and athletic ability. And the fact that he played guard and tackle during the course of the year just only made him made him a better player, and an understanding of the offense made it much better for him. So you know, we'll know better when we get towards spring practice, when we start in March. But he'll play. I would hope that when we have a healthy offensive line ready to go into the season, his more natural position would be guard because of Landon's situation, but that he could definitely play tackle. He started at right tackle when we played Miami and did an excellent job. So, you know, he'll be in there starting for sure.
Hey, Coach, we got a caller on the line. Coincidentally, his name is Jim as well. So, Jim, go ahead and ask your question of Coach London.
Hey, Coach. Aside from the obvious, being in bowl games, from the notoriety and the exposure, the teams are regular in the bowl games. They get that extra month of practice. I'm just kind of curious, how big a competitive disadvantage is it not being able to be in the bowl game and get that practice and exposure? And two, is there anything you do to overcome that? And the last part is, what do your kids do? I mean, I know you have NCAA rules, but during this month, is there anything you can do with the kids, vis-a-vis the kids who are in the bowl games as far as practice?
No, that's a great question. I mean, the years that I was at Virginia, we went to bowl games. You know, there's no substitution for gaining experience than practicing, than having the ability to block and tackle and do all those things. So the benefit of playing in a bowl game in December allows you to have a certain number of weeks, you know, to practice. It's almost like having a spring practice before your spring practice. And when you have young players that you're trying to develop, I mean, it's a chance for Dick to get coaching and you know, to do drill and fundamental work out there. So having a chance to play in a bowl game is very, very important because of the teaching aspect of it. You know, our guys, as soon as the season was over, you know, got back into, we can't wait till we can start lifting and running and things like that. But because of the nature of where we are now, semester-wise, there's a lot of exams that are going on. In fact, they're into the last week of exams here. So for the most part, a lot of them will go home. I told them to enjoy this year as far as going home, because you better count on being somewhere at the end of December playing in bowl games. So this will be the last time that they'll be off in this particular time. But it is difficult that, you know, you don't have a chance to practice, but you got to take it to the next level with some guys who are committed to get back in the weight room and start lifting on their own and start doing things that the strength and conditioning coach has for them to get better at. So, it's just one of those things this year. It is what it is. Next year, we're talking about playing and getting ready to play somewhere at the end of December.
Hey, Coach, maybe looking for a silver lining, does it give you a little bit of an advantage relative to more time out recruiting by not having to deal with practice in a bowl game?
Well, you know, I'd much rather be practicing, but what it does give you an up the day after our last game, you know, I was out on the road. I've been out for the last couple of weeks because I think the message is always important that, you know, the reason why the ones that have said they're coming to Virginia was because of the academic aspect of it, because of the staff, because of, you know, it being a new opportunity and opportunities for them to play. You know, I'm recruiting with the standpoint of bringing in 25 new bodies to come in and contribute. If they can play right away, then so be it. If not, then, you know, we'll have another game plan for them. But I think being able to get out early, you know, does give you face time with the kids, because after a while, you know, at this time it's probably getting cumbersome for the kids, because this is the last, up until Friday, it's the last contact period that you can have with them, because next week starts the dead period when you can't have contact with them, and then you go into the January where, you know, you can't have contact, and it starts back up again. So, you know, having face time with them, going around traveling, getting them in on at our place, official visit or unofficial visits, so all those things are important. But again, I'm preparing for the future, and also with the understanding that this time next year I plan on being somewhere, plan on practicing right now.
Someplace nice and warm with palm trees, let's hope.
Yeah, I'm telling you.
Well, Coach, Jim and I have marveled at the way you and your staff have handled what had to be a very difficult season on many levels, but I think there were some triumphs. Certainly the Miami game was really remarkable. The near miss up at Boston College, I think the team showed a lot of class up there and a lot of want and desire, if you will. And looking forward and so forth, do you feel like you've now got the foundation that you want and that you can start really getting down to brass tacks and building the type of team that you want?
Well, I mean, you know, I do. I feel that, you know, you always have to set the culture and the standards that you have that they're expected of the players, whether it's going to class, whether it's practicing the way they practice, whether it's what they do in the community. And, you know, it was no secret that, you know, several young men decided that they want to, you know, to kind of fit into what was trying to go on there. And we end up, you know, letting some guys go, and they just didn't fit the profile, what was expected of them. And you know, you take a hit on that, you know, because you had a guy that could run down on kickoff, a guy that's fast, a guy that's athletic, that can play and provide depth. But I'd rather try to do it the right way and have the type of young men that are going to represent the school and their families when they go home, and, you know, and the university, the people that played there, to do it the right way and build a team of responsibility and of character. So you take your lumps, but at the same time, that's why I say, if you're out on the road right now trying to attract those young men who want the best of both world opportunities, are good players, really good players, and good people. So that's part of the process of building a program. And I know, you know, we'll be a better team for it as we go into this second season, as I call.
Coach, we're proud to have you as the head football coach at the University of Virginia. And I keep telling people, if Virginia football was a stock, you would want to buy right now, because it's on the way up. So it's going to be fun watching you and your staff and players build a tremendous football program in Charlottesville. But anyway, we thank you for your time tonight, and we'll certainly have you back on after the signing period or signing occurs, if not before.
Well, I appreciate what you guys do. You guys are, you know, you're true blue fans down there. I know sometimes the fans, you know, are disappointed about what's going on. But I could just say, if you just kind of look into what's going on now, what's been going on, that with recruiting, with the type of young men that are representing the university, the kind of coaches, the kind of men I have here, you know, that things are definitely pointed in an upward direction, and we're going to continue to try to do things the right way to make people proud of us down there. So thanks for the Cavalier faithful and the fans, the true fans that come out, and I look forward to seeing you maybe at a basketball game or at a VAF function or something, because I'll be out there.
Look forward to it.
Thank you, Coach.
Head football coach Mike London. We're going to go to break. When we return, we'll be visiting with former Cavalier Dan Bonner.